Welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington, the prescription for living your life out loud. Tune in daily to get fired up with insight and inspiration for purposeful living, conscious relationships, and soulful success. Yvette Taylor, thank you for being here. Welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self.
Thank you so much for having me. Finally, we made it. We made it on.
I know. You know, I've been waiting for this interview. And you know why I've been waiting a little impatiently? Is because I've been talking a lot about energy. Our world is made up of energy and information. You and I play in this stuff all day long, but a lot of my listeners and viewers are like, what does that really mean? Like, how do you make that practical? And so I've been waiting to get you on the show so that we could do exactly that. I mean, you are the founder of the Energy Alignment Method. You're teaching people on how to transform their lives, their businesses, literally, from the inside out and tapping into energy. So I think we just need to start it all off just with a basic understanding of energy in the way that you tell it. Now, you've talked about these three flows of energy.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Where to begin? So thank you for having me on, first and foremost. But I think it's one of the reasons why we really connected when we first spoke about this, because I absolutely love the law of attraction. I love manifesting. I love all of those things. And like so many people, you know, over the last, which feels like 2 years, but it's actually been about 10 years since like The Secret came out and, you know, it all hit the mainstream and everyone became much more aware. And like so many people, I went on that journey of like, oh, this must be like a new way to change my life. And oh, this must be easy. And then ended up getting to that point where you're like, okay, this isn't working. Like, why isn't this happening for me? It's supposed to be easy. I'm supposed to just ask the universe and then £1 million is going to drop in my lap. Where's my £1 million? And so, you know, for me, it's actually been a journey of self-discovery. And I've been doing energy work now for 17 years, which makes me feel really old, but it's not.
Well, wait a minute. We're in the same boat. You know, I started practicing medicine 17 years ago and the acupuncture was 18 years ago. So that's not old. That's just beautiful.
No, it's just like, oh my God, I've been doing this for such a long time. But one of the things that I always found that was really missing from most things I was hearing and most of the things people were talking about, everybody talks about the positive. You know, write in your journal, do your affirmations, stick your post-it notes all over the house, and, you know, all of a sudden things are going to magically manifest. But what do you do on those days when you're feeling frustrated? What do you do on those days when you just want to hide under the duvet? What do you do when you just feel stuck and no matter how much journaling, no matter how many post-it notes, it just doesn't shift? And so the thing that I always found that was missing was nobody was talking about energy. Everything everyone is talking about is energy, but they're calling it, you know, change your mindset or, you know, positive thinking or writing in your journal. And everything that you're actually trying to do is to direct your energy, but no one was talking about it specifically as that. So doing the energy work I've been doing for such a long time, it's like, if you don't understand that everything is energy and if you don't work with the energy of what's there, all the positive affirmations, all of the journaling in the world isn't going to help you until you let go of the thing that is stuck. So for me, when I talk about this with EAM, we talk about three flows of energy. Inflow, which is what you hear people talking about all the time, and it's the state that everybody wants to get into. So you know when you're in that amazing, beautiful inflow state, when, you know, you find a $10, £10, wherever you are, you find some money on the floor, someone buys you a coffee, they open the door, you have an amazing day, the sun is shining, you see a rainbow, like everything feels like the world is supporting you. There is also a second state of energy, which is the one that most people are in, which is a state of resistance. And usually this state of resistance is literally like there are two things pulling you in opposite directions. Usually it's the thing you want, the thing you desire, the thing you're asking for. And then there's the other part of you that is for some reason holding you back. And usually that's a limiting thought, a limiting belief. It can be something energetic, so something more spiritual, esoteric, or just something that's stuck in your energy. It doesn't have to be what you think or feel. And we experience it as that pull. You know, I don't know if you remember being in the playground. You remember that horrible little kid that always used to hang onto the back of your jumper when you're like trying to run in the opposite direction? That's what it feels like. And so for me, when people are trying to do the affirmations, law of attraction, manifesting stuff, all that's going to happen is that kid's going to keep holding on to the back of your jumper until you turn around and thump him in the nose and let it go, and then you can move. But most people are trying to run away without having released that resistant part. So then that brings me to the third flow of energy. And this is the one that screws people up the most, because unless you can undo this, those patterns that keep repeating in your life will continue to repeat. So we call that an energy reversal. You might have heard it talked about in lots of different ways, but an energy reversal is literally like your energy is running in the opposite direction to all of the things that you want. So no matter how hard you try and push to create or manifest that thing, it literally will not happen for you because your energy is moving in the opposite direction to the very thing you're trying to do or the very thing you're trying to manifest. So the work then to do is to focus on what your energy is doing, and to redirect that energy in the direction of the things that you want, the things that you desire. Then the affirmations, the visualizations, all of that stuff will start working for you as quick as you can possibly imagine. But until you manage your energy first, it doesn't happen.
Exactly. And that's, again, why I wanted to have this conversation. Because I do have people saying, I've done my vision board, I've been meditating on it, I've been reciting mantras and affirmations, but something's blocking me. So let's get to that flow number two you were talking about, or the absence of flow. Because that's one I have seen even in health. This idea, I love the idea of the kid holding onto your sweater. So for my Americans, a jumper is a sweater.
A jumper, a woolly jumper.
So for somebody who's holding on, because that's what I see people, like, you know me, I see things visually. Yeah. And I'll literally see a person telling me, yes, Dr. Andrea, that's where I want to go. I want to go to there. I'm affirming, I'm believing, I'm visioning. And I can tell that there is either something that they're about to trip over, or as you call it, this thing that's pulling them back. And a lot of people will say, oh, but I've done tapping and I've done hypnosis. I'm aware of that little kid behind me. I've already dealt with it. But there's still like a fundamental block. So I want to dig in there, because there's two aspects to this kind of block, or whatever you want to call it, resistance. One of them is this, Yvette. It's the idea that, maybe you look at this as number three, but anyway, the idea that we may want a goal. And you know, I've interviewed Kitty Waters, who just manifested her man and their dream home, and they just got married and it was all beautiful. So she wanted this man in her life, but she also recognized she needed to go within and find out what might be blocking it. And one of the things that I was talking to people about is not having space. So in other words, you say you want this thing, but what's in the way is that you don't actually have the space. Or, and by space, I mean the willingness and the openness to receive that which you desire. So let's make it real plain. We talk about all these power women, and I know you have them in the UK too. You know, these power women in America, we call them the alpha bee, alpha boss, or alpha. And she's so powerful. She's so in that young masculine energy, she don't need a man. But then she gets to a point where she's realizing, wow, I've got all the success, I've got the money, got the title, I really do want love. But then you look at her life and you recognize there's no space for a man. So as much as you're affirming and you're saying, I'm ready and I've gone to these conferences, the lack of openness is what's blocking them. So how does that fit in?
That's absolutely, you identified it. It is that number two. For me, it would be much more a resistance rather than their energy's running in the opposite direction, because they do want it, but there's this tension in them still. They're still holding on to that alpha bee part of them, because that's what she knows, that's what she's trusted, that's what's got her to where she is. And so therefore that resistance that she's experiencing in actually allowing herself to step back into her feminine energy and back into that space is still a resistance. Because she's like, I'm just going to hold on to this. I'm just going to cling to the edge of this until my man shows up, then I'll let go. And so there's still that resistance holding on inside of her. And yet if she could let go of those thoughts, beliefs, the emotions of holding on, that in itself would allow the space for hot, sexy, naked, muscly, exactly the man that she's manifesting. Maybe that's mine. But, you know, exactly the person that she wants to call in, then he'll come in. But while she's got that resistance in her energy, she's holding him off.
So then,
we do that all the time on everything.
Of course. And you're going to talk us through how we get rid of that resistance. So talk to me then about this other one that I also maybe see as a resistance or a block. And that is the man or woman who doesn't feel that they're worthy. So they say, oh, I really, really want a man. I want this person in my life. But secretly, you can tell they don't believe that they're worthy of love or worthy of attention, or worthy even of happiness, which has, again, been the foundation of all of my work. I'm like, we've got to help people recognize that no matter what happened to you in the past, no matter the drama, the trauma, or the karma, you at your core, you are worthy of love, of joy, of abundance. But do you see that as resistance as well, that sense that they don't believe that they're worth it?
So it depends entirely where that was created from. So energy reversals, that third flow that we talked about, they are usually created through previous experiences. So energy reversals are created at a time when we have a shock in our energy. It doesn't have to have been some massive traumatic life event. It's just a situation that's occurred where we didn't have the coping mechanism for it. So it was either something we'd never experienced before, or it was such a shock, it just kind of took us out of the blue. But they can have happened at any time in our life, like from, you know, when we were tiny, weeny babies, or even when we're in the womb, or if you do past lives, some of this stuff is what you carry over from past lives as well. We do a lot of work around that with EAM too. But an energy reversal is created at a time that it literally creates like this buzz electric shock in your energy. So yes, those things that can be holding her back from creating that new relationship and allowing him to be in, to come in, could be because of previous experience she's had. You know, maybe her ex-boyfriend cheated on her, or, you know, she came home to find him in bed, or she found a message on his text messages or whatever. If she's got an energy reversal going on, then that in itself will prevent those things from coming in the way that she would want them to. So the work is to let go of the energy reversal. That's the work to do, is to release that, identify what it was, and then let it go.
So the energy alignment method, this method that you teach and you practice, that's aimed at helping us, one, learn how to get into flow, so that first phase, two, get rid of any resistance or blocks, and three, redirect the energy reversals. So tell me, if you can, in a nutshell, what is EAM, the energy alignment method?
In a nutshell, gosh, we probably need another hour. There's so much to share. So EAM is an energy psychology technique designed to help you get your head, your heart, and now I talk about much more your hara in flow. So like the three key electromagnetic energy centers that make up who we are.
So what's the hara? Guys will know what that is from these, you know, Japanese movies, but what is the hara?
So we have three key electromagnetic centers. Obviously our brain. So if you're at the hospital, what are the two things, and you know this being a doctor, you know, what are the two things they measure when you're in hospital? They're measuring your brain waves, they're measuring your electromagnetic energy from your heart. They're the two things. But they control so much more of our experience than just keeping our brain alive and keeping our heart pumping. They are what we experience on a day-to-day basis. And it's these two things being connected that form our experience of life. And when we talk about being in flow or being in alignment, it's that your head energy and your heart energy are actually saying the same thing. So your hara is actually connected more to, if you want to put it into a physical concept, is to your kidney energy. So if you think about what our kidneys do on a day-to-day basis, they're either keeping us in our inflow state or in our the fight and flight response. So you're either in that adrenaline pumped, stressed, resistant, reversed space, or you're in that calm, kind of peaceful, loving space. And so the horror energy is anything that you experience really below your belly button, but it's a key foundational part of our energy. And so it's about bringing all three pieces of the puzzle into alignment, and that's what EAM enables you to do.
Awesome. So I want to be able to talk about how EAM actually works and understand how it can affect so many things, because what I've heard from you and I've seen some of these amazing testimonials is people are changing every aspect of their lives. So their relationships to money and abundance, their business relationships, and their ability to like show up as the powerful people they want to be in business. So when we get back from the break, can you just kind of break it down? Like, how does this energy psychology thing work and impact us on these deep levels?
Awesome. Of course we can.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Welcome to the new era in talk radio. America Out Loud, providing you with diverse voices, heated discussions, and honest opinions about life, love, politics, health, and well-being. Discover the Out Loud perspective to society and lifestyle, politics, your faith and spirituality, personal development, and living an out loud life. You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington. So, how is your energy today? I know that sounds a little bit weird, woo-woo, and out there, but my guest, Yvette Taylor, the founder of the Energy Alignment Method, says energy is everything when it comes to your relationships. And let's face it, every relationship you have is a relationship with yourself. So the way you relate to money, to your beloved, or to your children, or to success, all of those relationships start with you. So Yvette, before we went to the break, you were explaining this energy psychology thing that you call the energy alignment method. And I love the idea that we can apply this to relationships, because that's really tangible, like everyone can get that. So you've also mentioned this thing about this energy triangle. So if I can start to understand how you make that connection, that would be really helpful.
Where to begin? So we were just talking about the different flows of our energy, different parts of our energy. The piece of the puzzle we haven't yet put in is what we all experience as our aura. So everybody's possibly, probably, maybe not heard of our aura. So our aura is our electromagnetic frequency. It's an energy that's sent out from our body and can actually be measured up to 20 feet away from us. So this is measured scientifically. You can measure someone's electromagnetic energy 20 feet away from them. So the aura itself is actually made up of different layers or different aspects of our personality, who we are, how we think and what we do. And if you were to see it, and some people can, but if you were to see it, it almost looks like a Russian doll. So what we see or what we experience as our physical body is the slowest vibrating part of that. It's the lowest vibrational energy. Outside of that, we have all of these different layers. You've all experienced your aura. You know, when you walk in a room and so, there's clearly been a huge row going on, you're like, okay, I'm just going to walk myself back.
Exactly.
What you're picking up on is what's going on in someone's energy. Imagine you're 20, you know, your energies are touching each other. It's up to 20 feet away from you. So there's a whole bunch of communication that happens on an electromagnetic energy level that we aren't consciously aware of. Now, in those layers are every thought, every belief, every pattern, every emotion, every experience we've ever had are recorded somewhere in these different energetic layers. So part of the work that we do with EAM, we were talking about it, bringing your head, your heart and your aura into flow. But part of the work we do is actually around releasing any resistance or the stuck energy that we were talking about that's held in your energy. So the reason I want to share that when you think about relationships is you've got your big 20-foot ball that's around you and you're in a relationship with somebody else who also has their big 20-foot ball around you, around them. And you're both wandering through the day with your own thoughts, beliefs, past experiences. And everything you see, everything you say, everything you do is filtered through the layers of these different areas of our aura. So whilst we hold these positive beliefs and, oh my God, you know, when you first meet someone, you're like, oh, they're perfect. Oh, they're amazing. See all of the amazing things in them. They're like, oh, he's so hot. He's so sexy. He does this. He does that. And he cooks. He cleans. He takes me out for dinner. 9 months down the line, you've spent a bit more time with them and actually you're like, they don't cook as much as they used to. You know, all of those things, all of these thoughts start coming in. So all of that starts coming into the relationship. It's literally between you and them. Where those conflicts start to take place is because even though they're not said, they're not necessarily communicated, we've got all of this stuff going on in our energy all the time. And they've got all of this stuff going on in their energy all the time, unless they're consciously working on or aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So this is why, you know, when, and this is going to sound so stereotypical, but just to put it into perspective, you know, when a woman goes, well, you didn't even need to say what you didn't say. Like you can just sense what someone said or not said. And it's because of what's going on with the energy. So the way that this works in relationships is we've got all of this stuff going on in our energy and then we start communicating with one another from that place of fear or frustration or overwhelm. And where the energy triangle comes in, it's actually based on a theory known as the Karpman drama triangle. But we talk about it from an energetic perspective. And I believe there's actually a push and a pull from every one of those communication states. So, most communication then in relationships comes from one of three places, unless people are conscious of the communication they're sharing with somebody else. So they're either coming from a victim place, or we call the, like they're pulling on someone's energy. Poor me. It's not my fault. It was all, la, la, la. It was all this person. Da, 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 da. Communication one. And then there's the other person who's the pusher. They're like, it's all your fault. You did that. You said this. You didn't do this. Pushing their energy on somebody else. And then you have the third communication state, which is the rescuer, or we call the protector. And that's the person who, you know, it's like they want to make everything better. They want to solve everything. They're trying to protect everybody. But if you think about them all from an energetic perspective, all of those three states of energy are out of flow. There is a sucker of energy. The pusher is projecting their energy and the rescuer is holding everything together. So none of them are an inflow state. None of them are inflow in the way they communicate. None of them are inflow in the way they manage their energy or how they share what they're talking about or what they need. All of them are trying to they're not deliberately mismanaging their energy, but that's what happens. And this is where so many of the conflicts come from relationships, because it's actually all happening on an energetic basis, not only the words that you're sharing. So the work we do is more around helping people to shift what's going on an energetic level. One of the amazing women that we've been working with over the last year and a bit, Jeannie, she's a mother of four children, and I seriously think I should take my hat off to her just for doing that.
Yeah.
She was in just such a space of feeling overwhelmed, of feeling stuck. She didn't know what to do with herself. Her and her family had been through a phenomenal amount of things, which, you know, I won't share because it's personal to her, but things that you would never imagine any family had to go through. And so her and her husband were at these kind of loggerheads. She was in that puller position. She was like, poor me, this has happened, la 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 la. And then he was in that, it's your fault, it's your fault. And then she'd be pushing back at him, it's your fault, you haven't done this, you haven't supported us, blah, you know, just this whole thing was just going on all the time. And they were literally at the point of getting divorced. She didn't want to be with him. Every word that came out of her mouth was a swear word about him. She's like, I don't want to be with him. He's this, 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 this. And so all she really, truly wanted was just to get back to that place of feeling loved, feeling supported, feeling like they were a team and that they were working together. You know, she's got four kids. You know, that's a toll in and of itself. And all she needed really was that connection back to support. And obviously, as you were talking about, learning to love herself actually and enabling her to put herself first, which she really struggled with. Four children doesn't enable you to have that much time. So we did some work together over a series of months, because for me it's actually about, you can't actually start dealing with the relationship stuff until you've dealt with all of the things for yourself. So in the journey I take people through, relationships is actually element six. There are five other things that you need to get in flow before you jump in and start working on your relationships, because otherwise you're going into it with the wrong energy, and you're not going into it from a clear space and a clear state. You're kind of going in it with all of your other stuff, so you can't really deal with the relationship stuff. So we'd been working together on all of these other elements first, and we got to the relationships part. And she did so much work on herself around changing the dynamic of this energy triangle so that she was no longer coming from that puller conversation, and she was no longer projecting all of her anger back at her husband as well. Now, part of the magic and the work we do with EAM is you can actually also step into other people's energy. So we were able to do some work on his energy around the situation with
anybody. So was he physically there?
No.
Snap. Okay.
It's very cool. But we, you know, we do it with permission and only step in if it's allowed on a spiritual level or an energetic level. But we were able to do some work on doing stuff for him and her that changed this dynamic in the space between them. So it wasn't going on in either of their energies anymore, which enabled them to actually start communicating with one another. We did actually end up getting him to do some EAM as well, and that created massive shifts for both of them. They did both end up doing it together, which was a huge leap for them. And just watching her journey has been so amazing, just seeing the shifts in her and him, and as a family. They've actually just about to renew their wedding vows now. They are no longer on the brink of divorce. If you see some of the videos from her about how it really has truly changed her life, not only with her relationship, but for herself and her family, you know, she uses this with her kids all the time. And it's just been such a shift from where she literally didn't want to be here anymore.
Wow.
You know, she just had enough to, she's now out there, she's coaching and mentoring. She's now actually one of our EAM mentors, and she's out there leading the way. And sharing this with so many other people.
Well, I can hear that you're choked up. So I know, I know it's had a profound impact on you to see your work, like literally saving someone's marriage and maybe even saving someone's life. And think of her children who would have missed having their mama if she'd checked out entirely. Like, that's friggin' deep.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And you know, I'm not going to say, oh, you know, we did it in 2 minutes. It wasn't like some overnight thing, because there is actually a process for putting your life in flow. And most people try and jump in at the far end. You know, they're like, I need to sort out relationships, or I need to sort out money, or whatever. And actually, if you go and start approaching those things first, there are all of these other pieces of the sequence that need to be in flow.
Wow.
In order to create those, that shift and change.
Well,
and so many people are doing it out of sequence.
Well, I think that's like a huge insight, especially for people listening, because if the greatest frustration for someone in their life right now is that husband that won't do this and won't do that, they would reflexively think, okay, I'm either going to file for divorce, or we go to a relationship therapist or a counselor or a coach. But you're saying there's a different approach here. So I'm actually curious to hear, like, what are these five steps, if you don't mind, if we can just take a little deviation. I want to know, what are these five steps of the energy alignment method? And then maybe we can jump back into the self-work.
So you want the five steps of EAM itself, or the steps that come before relationship?
I want both.
Okay. So let me do this in context. So the steps that come before relationship, for me, the first element of your life you need to get in flow is your universal connection, your spiritual connection, whoever it is you talk to in the sky. It's your connection truly to yourself and the part of you that makes you who you are on a soul level. That has to be in place first. The next piece of the puzzle, element two, is then your thoughts and beliefs. Then it's your emotions, then your physical health. And all four of those elements for me make up the piece of work that we call your soul. Because if you don't have those pieces in flow, or as in flow as they can be, you are then pushing your energy. You're going to be using resistant energy to push against creating changes in those outer elements of your life. So you have to have those key elements of you in a strong, soulful, in-flow state before you can approach things like your relationships, because that's outside of you.
Yeah.
And so if your energy isn't in that space, it's impossible for you to do. So then it's looking at your home, the physical environment, the space that you live in. It's a little bit like feng shui school, but really just making sure that your energy, the space you're in, supports you. Then it's relationships. And so then by that point, you've got yourself in such an inflow place that it's easy to approach your relationships, because you've let go of so much of your other stuff. Mm. You actually see everything for what it is, and you can deal with it in a much more profound way. So after that, there are another three steps, which is your lifestyle. Then money, element eight, is your money. And most people are trying to deal with the money stuff before having done all the other stuff,
right?
Which is a
whole because thing. We all think that. We think, oh, if I just had that 50,000 or whatever, then I would be able to. Yeah. Got it.
Exactly. Then it's passion and purpose in the world. And then it's actually you going out and making your impact. Like, how are you really going to go and leave your legacy? And lots of people are doing that end work, the money, the passion, the purpose, and the legacy, but not on the grounding of all of the other things and building it on top of the life they want. They're doing it in order to get the life they think they want. That's a whole nother interview. But so those are the 10 areas of the journey, and they have to be done in that specific way, because it actually works in flow with the way that your aura is created.
Mm.
So if you are working on it in any other way, you're actually working against the flow of your aura and the way that your energy is constructed. So, and again, another whole lesson. So the five steps of EAM, wow.
Let's actually pick that up when we get back, because I don't want to interrupt you. But just to go back to this idea of these 10 areas and the sequential work, I'm so grateful that we finally got to connect on this, because I've seen this with my clients. Like, I can see, I'm like, honey, if you don't fix this inner stuff, I don't care how much makeup, push-up bras, or, you know, hair extensions you do, you're not going to be able to manifest these other changes in your life until you work on the fundamentals. So I'm so glad that you made that super duper clear. For those of you that want to learn more, and maybe you're visual like me and you want to see it laid out, you've got some great resources at energyalignmentmethod.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we get back, let's take people through the five steps of the energy alignment method. Have you been dreaming of getting your own radio or podcast show out on the airwaves? Well, listen up. It's Dr. Andrea here. I don't know if you know this, but I've had a fun and fabulous 20-year career in professional broadcast media. including my own shows on the Discovery Channel and multiple appearances on The Oprah Winfrey Show, CNN, Thrive Global, and The Huffington Post. Now, a great deal of my work is bringing small business owners to the global stage with personal branding, publishing, and media production. And with my daily talk radio show on America Out Loud called Liberate Your Authentic Self, we're providing emerging talent with a place to be seen and heard around the world, but also on American talk radio networks such as iHeartRadio. But what you may not know is that after just 18 months, at America Out Loud, we have a monthly reach of 1 million listeners. So it's an amazing place to grow your reach. After airing on the radio, all of our shows are distributed to the major podcast networks, including iTunes, Stitcher, and more. And many hosts are enjoying between 10 and 30,000 downloads of each of their podcast episodes. And now it's time for network expansion and time for new talent. Starting this fall, we are expanding our weekday and weekend programming to include shows about a variety of topics. This is only for a limited time, and we're only taking on a handful of new talent. So if you think that hosting your own radio show could be the next big move for your visibility, and if you'd like to boost your reach, then I'd love to talk with you. Just send an email to drandrea@americaoutloud.com. You can host your own show. Host your own talk radio show and podcast on America Out Loud. Weekend or weekday slots are available. All shows are professionally produced with music and include social media promotion. Submit your own blog posts or articles for the network website for added branding and visibility. If this sounds like something you would love to do, then please do let me know so I can discuss it further with you. Reach me at drandrea@americaoutloud.com. And let's talk about your exciting future on the airwaves.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutLoud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with me, Dr. Andrea Pennington. Check me out on Instagram at Dr. Andrea Pennington. And now, back to the show. Well, if you're ready to start manifesting some big changes in your life, it all begins with you and your energy. Today, I am talking with Yvette Taylor. She's the founder of the Energy Alignment Method. You can check her out at energyalignmentmethod.com. And Yvette, before we went to the break, we were just about to dive into the five steps of EAM. So it's this energy psychology, as you describe it, that helps a person bring harmony and alignment to their head, their heart, and their hara, which is that middle part of us tied to our will and our force in life, right? So take me through, if you could, just an overview of these steps.
So EAM is really, really simple. For me, I want this to be something people can use, and they do. Once you get the five steps, the thing I love about it is it's one method that you can use on anything. So it kind of goes back to the principle of what we were talking about at the beginning of everything is energy. Absolutely everything in our world is energy. Relationships, your home, your space, your work, your money, all of it is all energy, just on different levels. So this is what we were talking about with all of the different teachings. My frustration was, well, they're all just talking about the same thing. Like it's all just energy, and no one's really talking about just the energy itself. They're sort of painting it in all these pretty boxes, which are wonderful. They're great boxes, but just get to the simple stuff, which is it's either inflow or not inflow. Like it's either one of those states.
Yeah.
So for me, the thing I love with this is that you can actually tap into the thing that is actually creating the resistance in your energy rather than guessing at what it is. So lots of the time, if we've been exploring, you know, personal development things, I've trained in same as you, everything, you know, we pick up on ideas. Say, for example, you know, we might think we've got a feeling of loss or abandonment, and we think, oh, you know, I must have been left in a cot by my mom when I was 2 years old, or, you know, like we create some story that actually just isn't true. And so we get to work on the story that actually isn't true, and then we think that we've done the work on ourselves. You were talking earlier about the you know, the lady who might have done, oh yeah, well, I know tapping and I've worked on my gremlins that have been holding me back before. But actually, have you? You've worked on what you consciously think is the thing. Mm-hmm. But with him, the beautiful thing is we bypass our conscious thinking and we're actually able to access our subconscious thinking.
Beautiful.
Tap into the thing that's actually creating the challenge rather than the thing that we think is creating the challenge, because this piece of the puzzle will only give us what it's ready to let go of. By bypassing that, we actually uncover the thing that's really standing in the way. And that's why so many of our clients have just had these massive leaps and shifts, because you never would in a million years have guessed that it's that thing that was causing the thing. And sometimes they don't even know that it's the thing that's the thing. So that for me is one of the big things about EAM, is actually we tap into the thing that is really the issue. And the way that we do that is we use a method from kinesiology. So if anyone's not familiar with kinesiology, it's a muscle testing technique which enables you to access information on a neurological level in your inside your body and your energy system. So it's a method known as the sway. So instead of using, if anyone's familiar with kinesiology, a lot of it's like you see people pushing their arm and muscle testing or resistance testing. Instead of using your arm, we actually use our body as a dowsing device. So you can ask yourself very simple yes or no answer questions, and your body will give you a very simple yes or no answer back. So usually a sway forwards or a pull forwards in your energy is usually a yes, and usually a sway backwards is a no. So the reason I say usually is because sometimes when we've got an energy reversal, which we were talking about earlier, simple things like, is my name Andrea? You might, you know, if you went backwards, then I would absolutely know that there's an energy reversal going on, because your energy is doing weird, screwy things.
So it doesn't have to be you're asking a question about the thing that you have an energy reversal. You're saying that if we're in energy reversal, everything, even the simple answers would be off. Okay.
Would all be off, because, and if you think about that, that's exactly what an energy reversal does. That's how, that's like the repercussions of it in our life. It's like, oh, the energy doesn't go where it's supposed to. So as soon as we get an off sway that makes you kind of do this from side to side or round in circles, or you stay stuck, we know that you've got an energy reversal about that question that you've asked. So I won't stand up today, because otherwise if I stand up, you'll just be looking at this. So you can write this down though, and obviously come over to the website and find out, there's videos on there to show you how to do this. So step one is that we ask the body a really simple question. So you might say something like, do I feel stressed out or overwhelmed about, I don't know, work? And your body would sway forwards yes. So step one, you ask the question. Step two, your body responds and gives you a sway forwards or backwards. Now, when you first start doing this, your sway might be really gentle. You know, it might just feel like a pull inside your heart or a pull below your belly button, or it might be between your shoulder blades or in your back. If you're standing, make sure that your hips are loose and that the back of your knees are unlocked, because if you've got any tension or tightness in your body, obviously your body's not going to respond. So the sway itself is something known as an idiomotor response. So it's kind of like, which you, I'm sure you know all about this stuff. You know, when someone's playing poker and they get that little twitch when, you know, when they've got their winning hand. So it's the neuromuscular response and gets the answers to the thing, the question that you've been asking. So that's what the sway is giving us a yes or no indication to. Now, you can ask any questions you like. So you might say, you know, when you're having those days when you're like, I feel really off and I have no idea why, like, yeah, everything's really good, I have no idea why I'm feeling like this. What is going on? So you can ask this way these questions. Am I feeling off because of work? No. Okay. Is it because of relationship? No. Okay. Is it something I'm thinking? Yes. Okay. So it's something I'm thinking. Is it something I'm thinking about? Blah. Is it something I'm thinking about? Blah. So when you've got the yes and you know that you've narrowed it down to exactly the right thing you need to work on, then you can move on to the other steps. Mm. So that's the beauty of this for me is, you know, with other things, it's like, oh, well, I think it's about work. And so, you know, I'm ready to da, da, da. And then you think, oh, I don't feel any better. But no, you wouldn't because you haven't worked on the right thing. So mm-hmm. It's really important to identify the issue beforehand. So step three is called you experience. And this is about just identifying how this issue is showing up for you at the moment. There are three ways of doing step three, but today I'll show you one, which is just check in with how it feels. So when you think about this overwhelmed with work feeling, what does it do to your energy? Hmm. Is it in your, do you feel sick in your stomach? Does it make your shoulders feel heavy? Does it make you feel stuck? Does it mean that you can't get on with doing anything? So just describe the experience of what happens in your energy when you think about that thing, because you can check in with that. You know that it's there, otherwise you wouldn't have started doing it in the first place. Step four is where we get to do the magic. So this for me is the pivotal step that is often missing from most of the things I was trying to discover or learn before. Most people are trying to jump to step five, which is the manifesting step.
Yeah.
With having released the resistance. So step four is where we release that resistant energy before you do step five. So you probably want to write these words down, those of you who are listening in. So step four would be, I'm ready to release this heavy feeling in my stomach when I think about work or whatever it is. I release this from my energy in all forms, on all levels, at all points in time. So this is a really simple clearing statement, and we vary it obviously depending on whatever it is you're working on. But the release it, I release this from my energy in all forms, on all levels, at all points in time. And we repeat that statement at least three times.
So what do you mean by all points in time? Does that mean that we can go back to, you know, when you were age three, when this might have actually started, or in some past life where you may have carried that energy forward? Like, the reason I'm nervous at work was because, you know, I don't know, when I was 5 years old and I gave a presentation at school, I was teased, and that kind of locked in. Is that what you mean by all points in time?
That's exactly what we mean. So without wanting to, yes is the simple answer. There is a lot of time work that you can do with this, because everything is energy. And so one of the beautiful things with EAM is that by doing this work on stuff that's happened in the past and releasing it from your energy, you do actually send a ripple out through time and space and energy, which changes the situation for everybody that was involved.
Yes, so, I love that. I love that point, because that was just made really clear to me. I told you about this when I was studying with Steve Richards, who does the holographic kinetics. So the idea that changing something in our past from the present can not only affect our present and future, but all the people who were connected to that.
It's huge.
It's enormous.
It's absolutely enormous. And for me, this is one of the elements that makes EAM and obviously the holographic kinetics work, which I know you've been like blah, 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 about as well. Like, that's why working with energy is so profound.
Yeah.
Because the work by tuning in and connecting to this stuff for yourself and releasing that resistance in your own energy, which isn't serving you, by holding on to it anyway, you are also massively helping the other people that were involved in that. You know, if involved, and it changes things on a spiritual, emotional, mental, energetic level. You can't, and I still, you know, I've been doing this work for so long, I still can't get my head around sometimes. I'm like, what happened? Oh my word, that happened? Like, it's mind.
But let's get to the mind-blowing piece of it. So for, let's say, somebody who has been wronged in a relationship, or they were abused, like, they may say those words, I release this on all levels and all dimensions and all points of time or whatever you said. But what if they're still holding, I mean, how do you, well, I guess you will have already dealt with the resistance, right? Because if they say they want it, but they're still judging the person that did them wrong or still holding that grudge or unforgiveness,
then that's the next piece of work to do.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the beauty with this, is it's so quick. You might then go, do you know what? I still really hate them. Okay. Do I really hate that person? Go back to step one. Uh-huh. Do I really hate that person? Step two, yes, I'm swaying forward. What do you feel when you think about that person? Oh my God, I've got this massive, great big red ball of anger inside me. I just want to smack them in the face. I'm ready to release this massive, great big red ball of anger inside me, because it's all just energy. Like, people have this weird concept that because I've had something all my life, or it happened when I'm a child, or it was so big, I'm never going to let that go. Zip the swear word, but it is not true. It's so not true, because it's all just energy. It is all just energy. And when you really start working with that on an energetic basis, things that you've had for lifetimes, all your life, things that you've gone back as long as you can remember, can be gone in minutes. Sometimes, you know, an hour if it's a big thing, you know, that we need to work through, but they're gone and they're not there anymore, because they're no longer in your energy. And that for me is the bit that's life changing, because you're no longer looking at everything in your life through the lenses of those things that happen. You're no longer carrying it. It's not there in every conversation as the elephant in the room. It's gone.
Right. And that to me is the piece of power that people can tap into. It's like, I am no longer going to be that victim or that blamer. I'm going to take control over my life, my energy, clear the ish from the past, so that I can be the one consciously manifesting, co-creating, however you want to describe it, but you take back the power over your life experience.
Exactly. And that's what step four enables you to do, because you actually release all of that stuff on an energetic level, and you release the energy of it, the thoughts around it, the emotions around it. That's the from my energy in all forms, on all levels. That's what those words are about. You're releasing it on every level that it's been created. So that's the magic of step four. And then that leads you on to, just to not leave people hanging, step five. Yeah. So once you've released that resistance with step four, once you've let go of all of that stuff, and that might mean that you've gone through, you know, oh, I really hate them. And then you've got a vision of what they did. And like, you might have to cycle through that stuff three or four times. But if you could spend an hour of your life shifting all of that stuff so that you no longer hold it, and get yourself in a space where it's free, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so save yourself thousands on therapist bills, which is amazing. So step five is where you now create the magic, because do you remember we were talking about the three flows of energy? Your energy is no longer resistant about that subject. You've released the resistance, you've released the reversals about it, and therefore you can now use that energy to redirect it into flow around that subject, or around what you want to create instead, because your energy is no longer disappearing off in the opposite direction. So step five is the manifesting step. And it's really simple. Just think about what you want to think, what you want to feel, what you want to create. So if it's, you know, calling in your super hot, sexy, amazing lover, you know, I'm ready to allow myself to manifest a relationship I want and deserve, the person who treats me the way that I love, that we have so much fun, like all of the things that you want. I allow this into my energy in all forms, on all levels, at all points in time. And those words are so unbelievably simple, but ridiculously profound. And you'll start to feel shifts in your energy so quickly. So usually we say three times. You'll know that when it's actually embodied in your energy, because your sway will pull you forwards. So just keep repeating the statement until your body pulls you forwards. Then you know that it's in your energy, it's locked in, and therefore that statement is true for you. So no longer, you know, standing in front of the mirror going, has that affirmation actually worked?
Yeah.
You know, it actually is, and the sway can tell you whether those words are true for you, or if you're just making up ish. I love that word, ish. That's so much better than swearing. But if you're just making up ish about it to make yourself think that you've let it go, the sway enables you to say, yes, I have, or no, I haven't. And therefore you can just keep going back through until you can, until it's true for you.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So now that we've got this clear, I could really just, we need to do this in another conversation. I would really love to make it really practical. No, you know how I do. I want to make it practical for people to say, like I almost wish this was a call-in show. So
yes,
you could have some
it's
live
so much
callers
fun.
Say,
it's so much fun.
Help me get to the root of my blockage here so I can manifest, you know, whatever. Well, Yvette, this has been awesome. I know that you have videos on your website. You do webinars to really explain this stuff and make it super easy. So I want to invite people to visit energyalignmentmethod.com so you can connect with Yvette and her tribe of mentors. I'm super excited that we finally got the opportunity to have this interview, and I'm looking forward to the next one because I'm already getting some ideas on the things. Exactly, exactly. Yvette Taylor, thank you so much. This has been a gift, and I know that the people listening and watching are grateful because these insights, whew, powerful. My friends, check out her website, dig into this material, and stay tuned. Make sure that you subscribe and click and like and all of that so you get notified of the next time we're doing a show on this topic. And remember that you are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Andrea. And did you know, I'm on the radio daily. Visit AmericaOutloud.com to download the Talk Radio app.